This is Thursday Inspiration. Surround yourself with dreamers. Welcome guys to The Inspiring Talk. My name is Vijay Gautam. I'm host for this show. Each week I interview today's most successful and inspiring personalities to help you realize your inner potential. Thank you guys for tuning into yet another episode of the Inspiring Talk podcast. First and foremost, there has been a lot of disturbance in publishing interview episodes. As I was traveling the entire month of July, I was unable to record any of the interview episodes. But I have some good news for you guys. I have 7 amazing people lined up for interview in the coming week. So I want to promise you that now onwards, there is going to be very regular interview episodes every Monday. And also, you will see more frequent Thursday inspirations to keep you inspired to your dreams and goals. With that being said, let's get started with today's episode. The quote from Jim Rohn: "You are an average of the 5 people you spend the most time with," is something that you have probably heard more times than you can count. But you know what? This thing is so real. If you think you are not able to achieve your goals, pursue your passion, or take a step closer to your dreams, look at the people that you are surrounding yourself with most of the time. Look at their behavior, their mindset, their actions, and thought process. You will realize that you actually are acquiring those patterns yourself by spending time with them, good or bad. Do these people you spend your time with think following your passion is too hard, or do they laugh at the ideas that you have about building your business, or do they always try to criticize and drag you down? Or these are the set of people who actually encourages you to take action, or they themselves are action takers and always help you push your limits. If you are hanging out with the first set of people who are actually not helping you move forward, it's high time that you stop spending more time with them. You can never get to the next level with the same thought process. This is one of the most fundamental things that you need to decide today. That doesn't mean you fight with them or make them your enemies, but decrease the amount of time that you spend with them. It's costing you a lot in your success journey. And these people sometimes could be your family member living under the same roof. In that case, feed your brain with more positivity and ideas. Listen to podcasts, watch inspiring videos, and read autobiographies. Make these contents your friends and spend less time with people having loser mindset, because that's not someone whom you want to become. You need someone whom you can talk ideas, who can actually help you get to the next level, who are doing things and are driven with the vision. You need to get to the zone of doers versus complainers, problem solvers versus criticizers, achievers versus losers. Where do you find them? Find them on Facebook group, on local community, events or meetups that are related to something that you are passionate about. It has never been easier to find like-minded people with all the resources that we have today. For instance, I have found best of my friends at an event that we attended together, and they are constantly uplifting me, giving me ideas on growth, and we truly want each other to succeed. We motivate each other to push our limits. To take this further, we formed a mastermind group with 5 people on it. We shared our goals with each other, and obviously there was a level of trust between each of us, and we meet twice a month and share our progress and challenges and way forward. This has helped each one of us a lot to grow and chase our bigger dreams. The other day I was listening to interview of Indra Nui, CEO of PepsiCo, when she was asked about, is it lonely at the top and how do you tackle the challenges that you face? And she talked about how she, along with other 5 CEOs, including CEO of General Electronics and CEO of Johnson & Johnson, got together every quarter and learned from each other on how they tackled similar situations and bounced their ideas and issues and helped each other. This was a trusted, safe group of people with intention to help each other. There are several other examples of people surrounding themselves with other growth-minded individuals with intention to help each other. I have asked sensational singer and YouTuber Bidya Vox a similar question on surrounding yourself with right kind of people. Vidya, I have heard you several times on many interviews, and earlier in this interview itself, you have talked about crediting Shankar Thakur and your family for showing what you have got within yourself. So how important is it to have a partner like that, or members in your family or circle of friends who pushes you to your limits, and what kind of role does that play?
Yeah, no, I think that's very important. It's quite integral. I mean, you know, in the beginning, I feel like, yeah, maybe your family might not get it, or whoever, your friends be like, oh, what are you doing? Like, why are you making YouTube videos? And, you know, but eventually you need to have at least one person in your life that's like, I get it. You're doing the right thing, and kind of pushing you and, you know, encouraging you and giving you honest feedback to improve yourself. And I think that that is quite important. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you don't need like a million people. True. It's just you literally need like one person.
At that moment. Yeah. My dear friend, all you need is people around you who can ask you right questions and pull best out of you. All you need is people around you who would say, hell yeah, you can do it, and fire you up to get into action mode. You need someone to hold accountable, someone who truly cares about your success. You need someone by your side all the time whom you can pick your phone and call anytime and share your ideas and get feedback and absolutely help you grow. So now, look at the people that you are spending most of your time with and replace them with someone who inspires you every single day. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. If you did, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. The Inspiring Talk is available on any of your favorite podcast apps out there. Share with your friends and let's spread this message and help more people surround themselves with dreamers. Also, let me know your thoughts or any stories on how you or your friend push each other, take a leap forward, or your feedback about this episode by recording your voice message at theinspiringtalk.com/speak. That is theinspiringtalk.com/speak. And guys, The Inspiring Talk is turning 1 year. So if you have any feedback, suggestions, or anything you'd like to say, make sure to share with us on your own voice by visiting theinspiringtalk.com/speak. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you in the next. Now, go out there and do something inspiring.